I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I got a chance to talk to Malin Ackerman, Lake Bell, and Aaron Hayes at Comic-Con again this year, and their goofiness did not disappoint. From talking about having each other's children, their outrage at Rob Corddry for not inviting them to go to Brazil to film a 10-second scene, and having their characters die and come back to life, the conversation was a highlight of my day. Real quick, I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little tiny click does help. And now, here's Malin, Lake, and Aaron.
So, Children's Hospital.
Yeah, that's it, sure, right?
But,
done. What's now? Done. Well done. Great question.
You know, because, you know, it's not the kind of show where you can ask questions like, what's your arc? And what's
No, there's no logic.
Is that a challenge as an actor, or is that actually more
No, it's awesome. All you have to do is show up and be like, what am I do today? Yeah, you don't have to think about it, or like, nice. Do a whole lot of prep other than like, what's going to make this the funniest
like
for
life.
This particular episode.
Like life.
It's a lot. Like, that's, you shouldn't do your life like that.
Yeah, I don't think about anything.
It's not the place to talk about that.
Oh, no?
Is there a lot of improv?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
I would say no, not at all, comparatively.
Right. Well, I mean, it's very tightly scripted.
Yeah, like, all the funny bits, I mean, they're definitely written in the script, but yes, I mean, there's playfulness, indeed.
We do a lot of what is written, and then I think, I mean, a lot of times, like, there's a lot of, like, you know, Rob people and, like,
like on the day.
There's a lot of stuff on the day.
Yeah,
and
on the day.
It is all written very well.
Indeed.
Right. Yeah, but I think people have this idea that, like, you know, we kind of go in with a loose idea of what the
That's
scene
what I'm trying
is
to be.
Yeah,
but it's not like
there are lines to learn, and they write very funny lines, and we do them and then throw in some other stuff when we have to do that, you know.
But it's not like an improvised show.
Yeah.
If that answers the question.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, that was convoluted on all of our parts.
Really nailed that question.
Yeah,
we win, guys. We win.
You guys are all busy. Like, how do you? How do they schedule you guys? You know,
I mean, it's really hard because I have a doctor's appointment on November, but I feel like I can move it.
We're trying to move it.
Plan
her schedule.
There's a lot.
So that's a drop. I've just like some preschool drop. I'm like snack mom for a day, but other than that,
well, a couple days.
Yeah, a couple days.
Yeah, so that's been hard. I don't know.
I think it's just been
like luck, right?
We've been lucky that everyone's sort of been available, and also doing it around Christmas.
Well,
the New Year is really smart.
We
only film for like a month and a week. Our whole shooting schedule for the whole season is about like 5 or 6 weeks. We film an episode in 2 days, so
it
if you film it around the holidays, usually other shows are on hiatus or movies. I don't know.
Like, they'll carve out like some people will be in certain episodes and not in others because
that's
you have to go work or, you know, which is great. Which
and
is why
the characters are interchangeable.
Yeah.
So you can just give...
Very honestly, like, that's the thing about the continuity thing is that you get a script and you're like, oh my god, that's so fun, and then you get the revised script and you're like, oh, that's not me anymore.
Yeah.
That's now, like they just changed over all the lines and now it's like Rob Kubel doing it, and they didn't change any words. Like, you just changed the script. Like, it doesn't
matter. What's so good is that what's cool about it is that the ladies and the men are also interchangeable. So it's not like you have been rewritten as...
I've been written, and then there was also something of it was like Blake, somebody got pulled out of an episode, and then Rob Corddry was going to do it, and then he was like, no, that's not good. I'm just going to... And then it was me. Like, it went from 3 different people, and none of the lines changed.
Yeah.
How was it great?
Yeah.
How would you guys compare shooting this to anything else? I mean, how fast is it? I mean, are you... just working
it's fast.
Rapid
it's
fire.
Super fast.
Yeah. I like it though. I like it.
I think it's refreshing. Yeah.
It's nice because we've all found a rhythm together too.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier to come in and shoot.
Although I have to say, between the first and second seasons, it felt so different because the first season was the webisode.
I was there for two days
and I was in almost every episode.
Yeah.
We were just like running around the hospital.
So much running.
There was no extras.
I lost a lot of weight.
Isn't that great cardio?
Web series, it's great cardio.
metabolism.
Yeah, I do.
And so then the second season we came back with Adult Swim and we actually had like...
Oh yeah, it seemed fancy.
It seems like...
Wow, we're really taking our time with this episode.
2 days for a whole
episode?
The
whole thing?
All right. Yeah.
Cool. Has there been any other big difference? Better craft services?
No,
not so much.
Not so much.
No, there's definitely... No, that craft service is actually
room.
Quite good.
We got room.
We have a room for craft service.
A room for craft service.
Oh yeah, we have a room for ourselves. We have dressing type.
They have fun zebra print rooms.
We don't have rooms anymore because I think it's like been demolished.
Oh yeah.
Megan Mullally got a zebra print
rug. That's fine. Honestly, in the 2 years that we were there, it wasn't a very...
Well, the room that I had, I had the same room from season one to season two, or 2 to 3, and like in between this just couple of months, I could come back and there's caution tape over my bathroom and there's a whole like things would break and there's no point trying to fix them.
My bathroom didn't work either.
Some bathrooms don't work. Does yours work?
Some stop working in the middle. Yeah.
Because
some
mine
of
was
you get a shower in the face. It's really high end stuff.
Now you guys are on Adult Swim, but are you ever surprised at what you get away with and the stuff they put into the show? Because even there are times where I'm like,
I mean, I think at first when it was a web series, obviously, you know, you can do whatever you want, and then it was interesting to see that didn't shift that much.
Yeah, but I bet if it started out as a show on a network, we would not, I think,
but
have
Adult
been
Swim,
able
Adult
it
would have been
probably,
Adult Swim is like,
but it's different. I think when you start out and you make something work and they go, oh, it works, just doing whatever.
Right.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Let's all take a nap and pretend that.
Yeah, and down. No, but I think that Adult Swim does give you the allowance to be pretty irreverent, and I mean, that's kind of their brand. So, it doesn't surprise me that Adult Swim would allow that. But
kind of how much gets out there and on the show. Is there anything that you've actually read in the script and said, oh my god, I can't do that? Like, that's just taking it too far?
No, that's never an issue.
I think there's
more the situation of reading it and going, oh, I wish I got to do that.
I want to
barf up heroin balloons.
Yeah, I know.
I want to do that.
Or like, who gets? Or like, can I take it further?
Yeah.
And then it's like the idea that Cordy or someone will be there to sort of exercise restraint, which is hard, and be like, no, it's better just keep it down. But I think like you and I in the background at one point had to like arm wrestle, and at one point I started mounting you for no reason, and I just was like, this is totally unnecessary.
For no reason.
Yeah.
But that's what the show is, completely unnecessary.
It's like being
and it works
hit, like when you're stupid and you're and like you do shit for no reason, like and physical just mounting, and it's just adults acting like 12-year-olds or 8-year-olds for that matter.
Adults,
I don't know.
Swimming.
What? Yeah. Hey guys, come on.
Brought it back.
See what you did.
Yeah.
Brought it back. Okay. Good job.
Everybody seems to sleep with everybody or at least make out.
Yeah.
On the show.
On the show too.
Yeah.
On and off.
I'm having your baby. You can realize.
No, women can't get pregnant from other women.
I told you that.
Yeah, I didn't know that could happen.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Sex ed.
Guys, we're having a baby.
She's still learning how that works.
She takes place
there.
In Brazil.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You guys actually shot on location, but
no,
you
know, not we.
No, they didn't bring the ladies to Brazil.
Only
the
dudes.
That was
Brazil.
My question. Are you going to get to go to Brazil?
I think we should request it.
Let's just say yes.
Yes.
We're gonna be able to go to. We're definitely gonna be shooting. All the ladies only are going to Brazil,
like for 5 episodes.
For 5, 10 days.
That would be 10 days.
We will be there.
Taking care of.
I'm gonna put it on my wish board, guys.
On the beach.
And Lake and Aaron, both of your characters were killed off and then brought back.
Yeah.
You both.
I faked my own death.
Yeah. But you were off for a while and brought Malin into the series. Was that planned that you were going to come back? Or?
Yes, okay. I had to go do, and speaking of when things are schedule and issues, that was a perfect example of, I do a show, How to Make It in America, and actually that wasn't even scheduled, that was initially sort of like, there was a conflict, and they like had to figure out how to do that, and we knew it would, but they were like, how many can she do? So that season, for that matter, got that happened. But yeah, when characters like die,
yeah,
there's no
bring them back.
Yeah,
they're great.
And other networks
don't get you
sad.
Just show up.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not so bad.
Other networks get a little weird about having their people be on other shows, which is why we can't really have Nick Offerman on as much as we would like to.
Oh yeah,
have him on.
Yeah, that's a good point. Great.
Even though I think like the people, like probably their showrunners would be fine with it, but it's all like
it's like
political.
Somehow, yeah. Somehow HBO then decided that it was fine, and then
I think it was smart of them.
Yeah,
to know that. Like,
it's weird.
Well,
to me
I did Jump Hospital before
that.
HBO. You know,
and the more that you're out there, the more popular.
Yeah.
Now, being funny ladies, do you like it when you get to do something more dramatic, whether you know in another project, you kind of seek that out just as for a change, or
that's probably different for you. I really do. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
I love it. I think. I mean, I definitely seek it out, and definitely have to fight for those roles that are more dramatic, just because a lot of the stuff that people see is comedy. So, but I think like independent films are great for that. You know, that's where people take chances on you.
Could you get me one of those?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'll write you one right now. I'll write you one. I actually wrote one for you.
Oh my god. I think wait till I have a baby.
Okay.
My baby. Lose all the weight.
Oh, I would like to do drama.
She wants to do drama, so.
I like doing drama. I just did a drama.
I did a drama with two comedy people, which was interesting. Katie Asselton, who is on The League, I know they're here, and she's got a whole thing. Yeah, she directed this thriller, and it was really, it was me and her and Kate Bosworth, who does do drama, but still, Katie Asselton is known for comedy and at this point, so am I. So that was an interesting thing. We got really weird and dark in the woods, so it was really nice to express that. It got ugly. So I feel like therapy. Yeah.
Starting.
Yeah.
Lake, was your character No Strings Attached based on anyone you actually know?
Myself.
Oh.
intimately, I know her very well. Sort of, but like I can't say it literally on the off chance that that person would watch this and be like, fuck you. You think I'm that weird and a diatribe of a human? But Liz Merriweather, also the writer of that movie, just did an incredible job. Sort of, I know her really well, and somebody said there is a little bit of her in there. But she, I don't know, man, she is so awesomely neurotic, but in a sort of sexy, weird way.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
It's the best part of the movie.
But Liz Merriweather is to attribute for those, because that was like hardly any real improvisation there. It's just like, you know, sort of like added sort of weird stepping and stuff, but she wrote that stuff. So, yeah.
Cool.
She's that funny.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.